We speak different languages, we come from different cultures, but here we are, studying Australia.
Okay, so welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Felicity. I know it's currently impossible to enter Australia for the working holiday visa, but it's nice to have someone with the experience to share something about it. So for today's episode, I have invited Kevin from China to talk about his journey from the working holiday visa to student visa. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, hello for listening. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being there today. So let me just start by asking you some questions.
Okay.
So what prompted you to come to Australia applying for the working holiday visa?
Well, I actually came to Australia right away. I actually went to New Zealand before coming to Australia. So I got working holiday visas for both New Zealand and Australia. So I went to New Zealand for about 5 or 6 months. I actually intended to study there, and I just wanted to use working holiday to, you know, get familiar with the country and also make some friends, make a little bit of money so that I can stand on my own 2 feet to pay my tuition fee, that sort of thing. So I spent 5 months there. And then I got an agent from Australia telling me that maybe, you know, there might be some better chance in Australia. And he offered me some information. So I looked it up online and I checked it out, some universities in Australia. So I actually ended up applying for one from South Australia, Flinders University, got an offer from there. But just right about, I was, you know, about going to Australia, the agent told me, oh, maybe Canberra is a better opportunity. So I ended up coming to Canberra ACT here in Australia. So it's about, I guess, 4 or 5 months here for working holiday. And then I applied for a master's degree in University of Canberra.
So, do you mind telling us where did you work in Canberra?
Oh, not at all. I worked in a factory. They do glass businesses, and for about, I guess, 3 or 4 months. And then I got another job at a fish and chips shop in Canberra Centre. So, factory job and sales, that sort of thing.
So, how did you find out those opportunities?
Well, once you arrive here in Australia, you get a lot of, you know, information. If you're from China, you use WeChat. They have a lot of job information on WeChat. They have a official account in Chinese. And also you can, they got some website here named Kanchen, something like that. So people exchange information and they have job information. And also there are some people exchanging secondhand items. So it's actually a lot of chance, but I don't really think it is easy to find some really, really good paid jobs in Australia, especially if you're holding a working holiday visa, because you are restricted to work for one employer for only like 6 months. That's the old rule, but I guess they have changed and extended to 1 year, so I'm not so sure about that. So anyway, with the working holiday visa, it is actually quite challenging to get a good job.
So were there a lot of people there as well with the same visa?
I don't know. I don't really have a lot of working holiday friends in Australia because I came here with a purpose to further my study. So I didn't really mind. Let's put it this way. I didn't really try to make a lot of working holiday friends because I know that I'm going to study in the future. So I kind of just minded my own business and, you know, focusing on earning a little bit of money to pay my tuition.
Did you mind telling us what did you work in New Zealand?
Same sort of thing, like sales. Yeah, you know, like fish and chips shops, sushi shops, that sort of thing. So nothing special.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
Did you have to sign a contract with them, or can you just apply online? As long as they sort of sponsor you?
Well, it really depends. You can just walk in and ask them if they have any job vacancies. If they do, you're lucky then. You can apply right away. Or you can look it up online, especially when you're looking for some jobs like from chain restaurants like Domino's, Pizza Hut, that sort of thing, you can actually apply online. And I don't think they actually apply offers, accept the people walking in and asking them whether they have a job or not. You have to go online and apply.
So it sounds like you would just apply the visa, and then when you come here, you just apply the jobs, just like all the other persons?
Yeah, I guess that's, what working holiday visa is supposed to offer you. Come here, work, to fill labor jobs that local people don't really want to do. Not something nice to say, but really that's a lot of people do. I mean, working holiday people, a lot of them do labor jobs like, working in the farm and tourist industry. So these people come and go very quickly. So, and they have a job. They don't really have enough people working, one or two, do this kind of job. So working holiday is actually a solution, I guess, for the government to fill these jobs.
Yeah, so I was just thinking, like, you mentioned you have an agent. Did that agent help you to, like, find a job as well?
Not really. That agent only helped me with my university application, that sort of thing. So, not really, yeah. But if you want, like, if you really have some difficulty looking for a job, there are some agency services that can get you in touch with the employer, and you need to pay a little bit fee for them. And sometimes it's the employer who have to pay the money. So I'm not so familiar about that, but I heard there are some this kind of service out there.
Okay, interesting. So how was it like working in Australia with that visa? Like, do they provide accommodations, or do you have to find your own?
For my job, they don't really offer accommodations or that sort of thing. But if you get a job in tourist industry, like in a hotel or hostel or motel, very likely you'll get accommodation. So it really depends on what kind of job you do.
Yeah, I remember seeing some hotels like recruiting people, but I don't think they're offering like accommodations unless you are there for like encore or something.
In Canberra, probably they don't offer accommodation, but if you go some regional places, like in Queensland, some island, nobody would really go there except in holiday season, and they don't really have some other accommodation options except living within the hotel. So, it really depends on the region as well.
So did you end up saving up enough money for your university?
Not really. That's like daydreaming. So if you come here with the purpose of earning your tuition fee, if you think that's possible, good luck.
Yeah, I would imagine that. So how... So how long did you work in your working holiday visa in total in Australia?
Probably 5 months, in total.
And then, like, you just applied for the university here directly after that?
Yeah.
Where did you find the university information? Like, have you, like, actually go there for the open day to, like, have a look of the university, or did you just look up online and apply for one?
I actually visited the campus during the first couple days right after I arrived here in Australia, because I heard it was possible to witness kangaroos, wild kangaroos, jumping here and there on the campus of UC, which was wild, crazy. So I went there to see the kangaroos, tourist thing. But back then, I actually had no idea where I would be studying. So I guess that didn't really count. I guess I just kind of, looked online for some information about UC and ANU, and also went to the campus to talk to the people in the student center about a course, and then applied right away. And it didn't take long, I guess. I applied, one night, and then the next day morning I got the offer. So pretty quick.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So did you find Yeah, I was just thinking, because usually international students will have to apply for the university overseas. So what do you find like the advantage of being able to apply university here, why compared to like you have to apply overseas?
The advantages, I would say you get a chance to visit the campus, so you know what the university and also the campus looks like. That's probably an advantage. Except for that, I don't really think there's a lot of advantages. Probably you can communicate with the student center much more efficient. If they don't get back to you in email, you can just go visit them and talk to them in person.
But you can also like have a chance to like just grab a student and ask them questions.
I don't really think they can offer a lot of valuable information if they don't really do the same major that you intended to do.
That's true.
Yeah. And it's pretty difficult to get in touch with a professor. They can set you up with that, but it takes days. And yeah, especially if you didn't do that, you know, major in your undergraduate degree, you have no idea what you would be studying in the future. You actually have no idea what kind of question you were able to ask, what kind of valuable information you will be able to get out from them. So even though you get a chance to talk to them, it depends on how many research you did before talking to them.
That's
and I guess,
true.
You know, all the things that I mentioned for students who are not physically in Australia, you could also ask the student center to set you up with a professor, you know, have a Zoom call with them. I guess that's possible if you ask, if you require. It's not like something you can only do if you are physically in Australia. So I don't think this is really an advantage.
Well, I guess I was more thinking about like, because I was, when I was at ANU, like on the open day, I was sort of walking around the campus, and then I saw like they're like they will have like professors there like to answer people's questions. They will also have like residential hall tours, so you can like go over there and say, oh, I want to visit this residential hall, and then all that, and you can also speak to the professors themselves. So I guess that's one of the advantage if you are actually here in Australia on that open day, but if you just come here for that day, it's not worth it to like just spend all the money for a ticket.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, if that's what you are talking about. But I was more about, you know, thinking about the education that I was about to receive. I didn't really care too much about the accommodation or any other student activities on campus or that sort of thing. I didn't really pay much attention to that. I was, you know, I pay more attention to the education that I will receive from UC. I care that more than accommodation or any other things.
So what did you study in University of Canberra?
I studied TESOL. You can call it a language education or teaching English to students, to people of other languages and that sort of thing. So language education, I guess.
I actually tried to apply for them. Like, I'm like sending an email saying, oh, I'm on this visa, can I study for like a year? And they say, no, you can't with that visa. You have to apply for like a student visa or something.
So what do you mean, working holiday visa?
No, I'm currently on temporary graduate visa. So I'm like,
because
I'm on this visa, I am allowed to study and work. And then send an email saying, oh, can I just do...
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm
pretty sure.
Yeah, that's all my visa conditions. They say I'm eligible to study or work in Australia with this visa. And then,
really?
Yeah, and then I send an email saying, oh, I'm on this visa because my visa is valid for 2 years. So I say, I'm on this visa, can I study for TESOL? And then they're like, sorry, you can't. You can only study for like international student visa, or you have to get a different visa. Just, you know, want to study this one.
That's interesting. I'm currently also on this visa, And I actually studied SCIT for about a term that's around, I guess, 3 months or 2 months. I'm not so sure. I actually studied SCIT under this visa.
What degree is that? Like a certificate or diploma?
Sorry?
What degree you study?
A certificate.
Yeah, you see, that's different. Like, if you want to study a proper degree, like graduate degree or something, I guess that's different. Because certificate and diploma, they're like just like half a year or maybe even shorter. So yeah, they will have like less, I guess, procedure to go through if you just want to study that one. Because I'm studying diploma as well online, and they didn't check my visa at all. Like, they just like, oh, just pay the fee and then you can study.
Okay, that's interesting. I didn't even know that. I thought you can basically do whatever you want with a postgraduate visa. You can study, you can work.
I actually emailed it. I'm like, it's very weird. Like, I emailed it. And also, like, and they also say, like, if you have any questions, you can send an email to the immigration affair as well. And then I send them, like, they're like, oh, sure, you can do whatever, you can study whatever you want, but that's not what they say in the email, which is so strange.
Oh, okay, I think you better check again with them.
I don't know, it's just so weird.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. You probably better check with them again, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
All right,
back to the episode. I think this is actually, like, coming to the end.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, we're almost there. So, the last question is, I know you have graduated. Are you currently doing any work related to your degree?
I don't know whether it counts or not, but I actually got a job offer from a teaching institution.
Oh, really?
They offer Pearson Academic English Examination Preparation course. That was about, I don't know, 2 months ago. But after that, they told me they were still working on their marketing to get enough students to register their course.
Oh, no.
So I guess currently they are not having enough students because the COVID, you know, the pandemic going on here, not many students here in Australia. So the number is kind of going down. I guess I probably need to wait a little bit longer to be called to teach. I don't know. I'm actually doing a YouTube channel about English learning experience sharing and also, you know, some of the theories, methodologies, or learning methods that I learned from my TESOL course, and I upload videos weekly. So if that counts, I guess this is something that's relevant to what I did in the master degree. But it's not a job thing, not so far, anyway.
Well, we will all have to wait because of the COVID.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, yeah, it's tough.
So, do you want to tell us what's your YouTube channel name?
Yeah, it's called Kevin Feng, KevinFeng, Feng Kai Wen. That's my YouTube channel.
Yeah, remember to check out his YouTube channel, like supporting or whatever.
Thank you.
All right, I think that's pretty much it. Alrighty, thank you so much for sharing today. And
no worries.
Yeah, and after you finish listening to this episode, remember to check out Kevin's YouTube channel, which is called Kevin Feng, F-E-N-G, if you don't know how to spell it. And that's all for today. You're welcome to share your Australian stories on our Facebook page, Twitter account, and WeChat official account, 土澳留学记. And that's a wrap.